The girls are young. Some look younger than others. It worries me, it does. I'm not thick. You think that we're thick? We're not. I'm not.
I'm not supposed to be here. I should be out drinking with the money I don't have because I'm 21. And if I hadn't turned up to work early that day, none of this would have happened. I've killed 3 people, Morgan. Three people. That's 3 more than I would have liked, generally. Look, as a rule, not killing people, that's pretty high up on the list.
Oft have I digged up dead men from their graves and sat them upright at a dear friend's door, even when their sorrows almost were forgot. And on their skins, as on the bark of trees with my knife, I carved in Roman letters, "Do not let your sorrows die though I am dead. Do not let your sorrows die though I am dead." No, oh, I have done 1,000 dreadful things as willingly as one would kill a fly. And nothing grieves me heartily indeed, but that I cannot do 10,000 more.
God. It's really quite strange, isn't it? I don't think I understand it yet. Although, I've only just asked the question. It truly is an absurd thing, the life of man, or woman, or people, or humans. Or fish, God. Imagine being fish.
Now hear this, Willie. This is me. You want to know why I had no address for 3 months? I stole a suit in Kansas City and I was jailed. I stole myself out of every good job since high school. And I never got anywhere because you blew me so full of hot air, I could never stand taking orders from anybody. That's whose fault it is. Oh, it's goddamn time you heard this.
No, I don't know what's going on. Oh, don't be looking at me, Jim.
Now, if they decide to come trotting up the A1 to Birmingham, will put their face out of place.
I don't know who you are, and I don't know what you want. If you want a ransom, I don't have any money. What I do have is a particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. So wherever you are, I will find you, and I will kill you.
Mr. and Mrs. Dursley of Number 4 Privet Drive were proud to say that they were perfectly normal, thank you very much. They were the last people you'd expect to be involved in anything strange or mysterious, because they just didn't hold with such nonsense. Mr. Dursley was the director of a firm called Grunnings, which made drills. He was a big, beefy man, with hardly any neck, although he did have a very large moustache. Mrs. Dursley was thin and blonde, and had nearly twice the usual amount of neck, which came in very useful as she spent so much of her time craning over garden fences, spying on neighbours. The Dursleys had a small son called Dudley. In their opinion, there was no finer boy anywhere.